What's that one? Oh, I got it. What's your favorite subject in school? I got it right as I asked. English was like...
Hold a second, just the hand claps.
Singing was good.
I like the singing.
Hi, it's Holly Tanner.
And Justin Weaver.
We're from Something to Talk About, and you're listening to 90.7 FM.
WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at WGXC.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you'll do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Ruby's Hotel and Restaurant in Freehold, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Ruby's Hotel and Restaurant.
Name, Patty Boom. Host of Vinyl Freedom. Where? WGXC. When? Every first and third Tuesday from 12:10 to 2.
Don't quit. Don't give in. You're an overcomer. You're here right now. You overcame a lot of things in your life. And that's why I can say you are an overcomer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Yes, beloved, you are an overcomer. This is Pastor Kim, and I am an overcomer too. And I am pastor of Overcomers Ministries, where we come together, decree and declare, affirm and confirm that God has given us power to overcome all the power of the enemy. He's given us power, hallelujah, through our testimonies we overcome. Greater is he in us than he that is in the world, hallelujah, because we believe that Jesus is the Son of God and we overcome them. Oh my God, what the blessing of God. Look at the power of God to bless us to be overcomers. Yes, beloved. This is your perpetual optimist, Pastor Kim, and you're at the bright side. There is a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC. I come to say, no matter how dark the clouds and gray the day, the sun is still there and the sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. We come with the music, with the message. Yes, beloved. Message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And we've got 7 songs back to back coming your way. First, I want to say, happy first day of autumn. Yesterday, the last summer day of 2024, was also my birthday and the first day of my next revolution around the sun. Happy birthday to me. And all you September babies, I usually say that at the end of the hour. I'll probably say it again. I get excited about my birthday. Praise be to God. On my Tuesday show last week, I had brother from Matthew, I think it was Shapiro, from the NAMI Government and Community Affair Office, director of that office, and we were talking about September is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. And beloved, one of the reasons I get excited about my birthday is because when I was an early teen or preteen, I made those attempts to just exit this world, they say today, unalive, which, you know, makes it sound sort of like, you know, you have a choice and maybe even that death is not final. It sort of takes away from the words of the Word of God that says the wages of sin is death. Amen. It's not being unalived. It is death. And that is eternal separation from God, right? So that was the road I was trying to take, but I did not know any better. Hallelujah. So we thank God as we have focus in our nation on suicide prevention. And I say to you, if you're going through, you're feeling blue, don't quit in the dip. You hang in there. I'm a witness and I'm a testimony that God has got a plan for your life. Look, if you having it hard, the devil wouldn't be after you so bad if God didn't have a master plan in mind for you. So don't give the devil no joy. You hang on in there, all right? And you hold on. We come to give you some music to help you to enjoy, rejoice in the joy of the Lord, to help you celebrate your life and celebrate what's coming for you as you continue to walk with him. Help you to seek him if you don't know him for yourself. Praise be to God. And so, yes, beloved, that's what we do. And we do it with music in mind for you. 7 songs coming up. I Know Who I Am by Miss Sinash. Spirit Fall Down, Luther Barnes. Spirit Break Out, William McDowell. I Need You, Ty Tribbett. Able by Jonathan McReynolds. Nothing Else Matters, Brother Brent Jones. And Just a Nobody, the Williams Brothers. That takes us way back. We're going to come back after that with our spiritual social commentary for today. Overcomer, spirit fall down, spirit break out. I need you. You're able and nothing else matters. And I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Yes, beloved, here we go. 7 songs, 32 minutes, back-to-back music. Enjoy. Don't go nowhere. You stay right here.
no problem that's too hard for a strong and mighty God. Yes, you are able. You're more than able. Time and time again you prove I can always count on you. Yes, you are able.
Strong and mighty.
Lord, you are
Listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, WGXC.org online. Anytime you can go to the archive to hear The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere, and it's right here with me on WGXC. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, saying, don't quit in the dip. There is a bright side somewhere. How do I know? Because I need him, and I found him. And you do, too. Yes, you did when you got on here with me to hear the good, good. Yes, beloved, we need him. This is Mr. Todd Tribbett with I Need You. And after him, we're coming back. We got more music like that. And then I'll be back again. My spiritual social commentary for today. You are the potter, and we are the clay. So everybody say, come on.
It's too hard for a strong and mighty God. Yes, you are able.
I'm I was walking downtown one day, and I saw a man who appeared to be just an old wino sitting on.
I know who God says I am.
favor, and I know who I am. Amen. How many of you know who you are? Praise be to God. Lord have mercy. Oh, that we would all know. We all know we are created in the image and likeness of God, the only creation that God made in God's own image and likeness. How about that? Talk about that. Amen. Tell that. Praise God, beloved. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, WGXC.org. This is Pastor Kim of Overcoming Ministries, your perpetual optimist. I come with spiritual social commentary, and, you know, my spiritual social commentary moments are intended to be a moment for reflection upon events of the times as they can be understood from a primarily Judeo-Christian biblical worldview. And as such, it is distinct from, as the scriptures say, the foolishness of preaching by which some may be saved. My commentaries are an instrument, I pray, for knowledge and wisdom and understanding, so very much needed because God does not want his people to perish for a lack of knowledge. As human beings, spirit beings, in human experience, we can truly only see in part and know in part. But when that which is known in part is revealed to us by God, the creator and sustainer of all, we can grow in what we know. We are able, because of God's great gift of human and spiritual intelligence, to grow in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And we can grow in grace and favor with God and with man. Yes, we can. And so the assignment of preparing an offering of spiritual social commentary is very clear, although not always very easy. It is not easy because I have self-imposed a limit of a maximum of 10 minutes in which to make the points I need to make. Yes, beloved, it's not easy my aim to present a comprehensive commentary, but rather not to present a comprehensive commentary, but rather to stimulate thought processes in order that we may see the bright side in any possible situation. Mine is not a utopian or Pollyannish, overly optimistic and benevolently cheerful state of mind, as Merriam-Webster defines that word, but it is the product of being rooted and grounded in the written word of God, the Holy Bible, being my main resource, and my dependency on a right relationship with the author, the Holy Spirit, who in various times and places did speak to and through human beings, telling us then and even now what to write in books and poems and sermons and songs and creative content and commentaries, so that we would not be ignorant of the devil's devices or the graces of God. This week, the value of spiritual social commentary is so clear, I could hardly wait to share it with you. But first, some backstory. The inspiration for this impartation of biblical revelation comes from the arrest and incarceration of Sean Combs, the music mogul who built an empire worth over $1 billion, but built it on sinking sand. When reading the title, The Rise and Fall of Sean Combs, I immediately recall this Bible passage commonly referred to as the temptation of Jesus Christ in the wilderness. You see, in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 to 11, we read that Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After 40 days of praying and fasting, the tempter, the devil, came to him. And the third temptation from the devil offered the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. He said, "This will I give you if you will bow down and worship me." When we hear of the rise and fall stories of men like Jeffrey Epstein, Harvey Weinstein, and Sean Combs, just to name a few, it is very easy to see the handiwork of Satan. Whether they knowingly or unknowingly covenanted with Satan for power and status, fame and fortune, the fruit that remains is the same. And that's how the devil does. No good comes from following him. When the devil tried to tempt Jesus, offering him the kingdoms of the world and all its splendor, Jesus did not refute him by saying, "It is not yours to give." In fact, Jesus later on spoke these words, as recorded by the Apostle John in chapter 18 of the book of John. "My kingdom," Jesus said, "is not of this world." And the Apostle Paul, in his letter to the church in Corinth, wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4, "Satan, who is the little g god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the image and the exact likeness of God. There is nothing like Jesus Christ, the exact likeness of God, in the rise and fall stories of these three men and others like them, who do the heinous and despicable things those who testify about them testify to experiencing with them. Nothing about Jesus Christ, like Jesus Christ, is there. But some would say so-and-so wore a cross, or so-and-so would acknowledge God. This is so confusing. But I would say, no, not really. For the Bible teaches us in Matthew 7, verse 17 to 20, "Every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit, and you shall know them by their fruits." In the book of Galatians in chapter 5, the Lord teaches us the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. In Matthew chapter 23 and verse 28, Jesus speaks about those who outwardly appear to be righteous men, but inside are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. In Luke chapter 6, verse 46, Jesus asks the question, "But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say?" Galatians chapter 5, verse 17 and 25 tells us, "Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery and fornication and uncleanness and lewdness and idolatry and sorcery and hatred, contention and jealousies, outbursts of wrath, self-ambition, dissension, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in time past, those who practice those things will not inherit the kingdom of God." So what kingdom were they in? In Matthew 25:41, Jesus teaches, "Then he will say to those who have rebelled against him and rejected his offer of salvation, rejected his power over all the power of the enemy, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels.'" There are some who would have us to think that there is no such thing as hell, there is no such thing as devils. But Lord, beloved, hallelujah, Jesus speaks of devils and hell a couple of times. Is he crazy? Is he a liar? Or does he know something that he wants us to know? It is shown to us time and time again, and time again, because so many have eyes but do not see and ears that do not hear. Time and time again is shown to us because Satan goes around like a roaring lion seeking whom he can devour. God, in wisdom and love and mercy, does not leave us helpless or powerless to stand against that old serpent, the devil. But we must have ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. We must arm ourselves with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and raise our shields of faith, as Ephesians 5 teaches us, so that we are able to stand against the wiles of the devil, and having done all, still be standing. In Luke 10 and 19, Jesus teaches his followers, "Look, I have given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, that nothing shall by any means hurt you. The little g gods of this world cannot offer such power and such promises. It is not theirs to give." Beloved, there are many things, but for the sake of time, three things I will share that the rise and fall of Sean Combs, R. Kelly, Jeffrey Epstein, Harvey Weinstein, and all those like them teach those open to learning. First, in Proverbs 16 and 18, it tells us that pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. No one can be so high and mighty that God cannot knock them off their high horse. Number two, we should not idolize people. Stop worshiping celebrities and the rich and the famous and the powerful people. For one thing, you don't know what is going on behind their closed doors. And if you don't know where their power come from, make sure you are being powered by the Holy Spirit of God, as evidenced by your alignment with his holy word, written and in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you are going to strive to be like anybody, strive to be like Jesus, who walked around doing good, doing the things that pleased God. In Matthew chapter 17, verse 5 to 13, we'll find the words of God who says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And lastly, build your life, your future, on a solid foundation, on Christ the solid rock. Hallelujah. As the songwriter so wrote it, the hymnologist said it, "On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand." And this is my spiritual social commentary for today. And I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Anybody out there know what I'm talking about?
I was walking downtown one day, and I saw a man who appeared to be just an old wino sitting on the street telling the people about Jesus as they passed by. And because he was all raggedy and dirty, people would just laugh and make fun of the old man and walk on by. And he said, "Because of the way I am, no money, no fancy clothes, fine homes and cars, a lot of people consider me as nothing and say I don't know what I'm talking about. But there's one thing that he said that really touched my heart and stayed on my mind. When that old man looked up and said, 'I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody.' He said, 'I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody.' And he said, 'I've had so many problems in my life that I just couldn't deal with. So I started drinking, thought it would help ease my pain. But things got worse. So I said, Lord, I give up. I'm in your hands.' And that's when my life began to change. But these people think I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody." And he said, "On the streets day and night, that's my life, that's my home. Ain't got nowhere else I can go. So I just walk the streets telling the people about Jesus, from corner to corner, from door to door. But they all make fun of me and say I'm a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Oh, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody."
Yes, beloved, that's who I am. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Anybody out there need a savior? Ah, Jesus is the one. Hallelujah. You need a friend? You need a helping hand? Jesus is the man. All right, beloved. Listen, time be fastly changing and fastly moving, up one day, down the next. Don't quit in the dip. God has a plan in mind. I want to say happy birthday to my brother Keith. He celebrated his birthday on Friday, and myself, I celebrated on yesterday. And so happy birthday to all our fellow September babies. I hope that this next revolution around the sun does you real good. Listen, beloved, I want you to be mindful that on October 12th, Saturday, October 12th, at the Falls at Greenport, we will be sharing a conference, Crisis Readiness and Disaster Preparedness, and you don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss this. Set that date aside, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., 4 workshops, lunch included, all free and open to the public. You can go to tomorrow to www.omichurch.com to tap on to link to register, or you can call us at 518-653-2008 and leave your name, and we'll put you down as one of our reserved guests, all right? You need prayer, feel free to call our prayer line at 516-387-8591. We have prayer intercessors and warriors on the line every morning at 7:30 a.m. and twice on Sunday, 7:30 a.m. and 9 p.m. Till we meet or speak again, I want you to remember and never to forget that God does love you. Yes, he does, huh? There's an enemy. He walks around this world looking like who he can devour, looking like a roaring lion. But before the Son of God and the people under his covering, he's a toothless lion, okay? So, beloved, don't quit in the dip. You hang on in there. Remember never to forget God loves you. I got one more song for you, and that's the happy birthday song. This is our family happy birthday song in memory and memoriam of my uncle Ivanhoe Irving, composed and written by his son Ivan, and also friends. Yo, happy birthday to you, beloved. Happy birthday. God bless you. Praying for you. Pray for me too.
Yo, happy birthday. Huh. Come on. Happy birthday. Come on, happy birthday, huh? Come on, happy birthday to you. Yo, step out, all you lovers out there, and throw your hands up in the sky and just bob your head. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. When you're here.